Turn with me to the book of 1 Timothy, chapter number 4. Now, church, do you want the red pill or the blue pill? Just let me know right now, because I'm not going to hoop you and tell you a bunch of cliches and things that you've heard all your life. I'm going to preach what the word of the Lord says. And I'm young, but I come from an older time where I just call a spade a spade. So if you want the red pill, that means you want the whole truth. Do you want the red pill or the blue pill, church? All right. Give me a little bit more in the monitors. Let's go to verse number 7. 1 Timothy chapter number 4 and verse number 7. When you have it, say amen. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness. Say godliness. Not self-righteousness, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptation. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially for those that believe. Touch someone and say, I believe. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. I don't know what he's up to, but I believe. Oh, glory to God. Verse number 11. These things command and teach. Now, I need everybody to read with me in concert. Verse number 12. Read. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in the word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. 13, till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, and to doctrine. And I'm going to go ahead and say sound doctrine right there. Okay? Verse number 14, neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy. Somebody spoke a word over your life and deposited something into your spirit. You have to remember that there was a transfer that took place, and the devil constantly tries to make us forget the original assignment and word that was spoken into our life that we grasped in church. But somewhere between the sanctuary and the parking lot, the ravens came in and tried to snatch that vision out of you. So you've got to remember it. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given to thee by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery, or the pastor, or the prophet, or the angel of the house. All right? The Lord wants to speak to this house about being young, gifted, and black. Clap your hands for Jesus. Now, by no means are we going to cut off anyone else that needs to hear this word from any other ethnic background, but I need to speak to my people. And I believe that this generation is in need of someone who is young and focused and has a vision for a group of young people that are really clueless right now and don't know which way to go, because the last group of people that really did anything that made history books had to deal with the civil rights movement. And since 1968, there was not that much that we as a people have done to actually make history. It's time for us to begin to stand up and do something about the current dilemma that is facing this generation today. And the generation today has been programmed through radio and through video and through media. We have been stereotyped through media, through movies. And almost become a facsimile of ourselves, where we have lost our identity, we have forgotten the cornerstones that the forefathers have laid. We have forgotten the teachings of the ones who were bitten and hosed down and killed and strangled to give us the right to vote. And yet we won't vote, but we'll spend countless hours on Xbox 360, PSP, BET, 106 in Park, but we haven't found a parking space for our destiny. And I'm here to submit to this generation that you are too powerful to allow media to dictate to you the three options they give us. Professional athlete. Drug dealer, gangbanger. Or entertainer. That's all they give us. But there was a time when I was coming up where some people didn't want to be a star. They wanted to be a policeman. They wanted to be a fireman or a doctor or a nurse or even a teacher. But because media has glamorized all these other things, the ones that now have the platform, Church of God, are not mobilizing a people. If you can reach 1 million people and get them to dress like you and talk like you and act like you, imagine if that type of power was shifted where it raised the consciousness of a generation that's waiting for someone to rise up and assume responsibility, that if God gave you a gift that reaches the masses, to whom much is given, much is required. I don't see people in here that don't have a future. I see potential that just has not been tapped into. And I'm going to let you know something, that this society is not going to tell you what you are. You've got to tell yourself who you are and remind yourself over and over again that God gave me a gift. It's nice to laugh, but don't be the joke. It's nice to laugh and dance and have fun, but don't be ignorant and oblivious to what's going on in the world around you. This is an awesome time because all of the pillars, they've already gone now. Rosa Parks is dead. All of the ones who we know to have stood up for something, a generation has passed and went on, and they were hoping that what they fought for would be transferred unto you, for you not to drop the baton through substance abuse and you acting a fool and being disrespectful to your elders. You don't have to know them. If they're older than you, there was a certain amount of respect that you've got to give somebody for making it to 40 years old. In this day and age, there's some things you just don't know. Come on up in here, church. There was a time when young people were seen and not heard from. And there was a time when you weren't asked to take out the trash. You knew that was your job. You knew that was your reasonable service, because you ain't paying for one bill in this house. So you have a requirement, because I sacrifice this time for you. I don't have to get up and go to work for you. I do it because I love you. So the least I could have is a clean house and some clean dishes. Lord, have mercy. I wish I had a church up in here. I shouldn't have to tell you the same thing twice. I should be able to look at you and you know you're out of order. There was a time your parents could look at you and you knew you was out of order. My God, my God. This generation's got to go back to the old landmark. Yes, you might call them old and fogey, but the old church had some power. The old church had some tenacity and some conviction that when they prayed, something happened. Where's the church at right there? Young, gifted, anointed, and just happened to have the audacity to be black. I'm not who they say I am. I know who God called me to be. I need you to turn with me now before you get all riled up. Let's go over to 1 Peter. 1 See, you never know what comes in these crazy looking packages. 1 Peter chapter number 5.
We living in a time where folks don't even have time to get all caught up in clothes. Some of y'all barely made it here today trying to pick out clothes. I'm just happy you up in here. The church, Lord, if you looked at how we dress, a lot of us would have been in hell years ago because we didn't have the right church clothes. Okay, chapter number 5, 1 Peter, and it says, verse number 1, I want you to stay with me here. It says, the elders which are among you, which doesn't just mean those that have a title of presbytery or went to seminary or been ordained to be an elder. It means anyone who has experienced something and came through something and has gained knowledge through that. Now, if you see someone that has went through something young and old, that doesn't mean because they went through it and made it through that you'll get through it. Just because somebody flunks and they still get something big, it doesn't mean it's for you to flunk and that something big will happen for you. Just because someone steals and gets away with it. You see, when you're called and you're young and you're black and you're anointed, they get away because they aren't going away anyway. But the ones that got something, you get caught. The Lord will search you out. The elders which are among you, I exhort, whom am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed, feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint or by the preachers of today who are trying to brainwash folks into salvation. You got to give people a choice and make them feel like they are concerned about something outside of their own house. And see, what happens is we feel we have to force people into a decision when all we have to do is offer the choice. This salvation is so strong that if you walk away from it, that's your loss. We don't have to justify, glory to God, this word. For it is the power of God unto salvation. And it says here, feed the flock which is among you, taking oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, not fleecing the sheep, not saying what your itching ears want to hear so we can get more of your money. And that's why most people, especially the young generation, does not want to come to church, because they feel that the house of God is being used to manipulate the hands of the community. Money, 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 money. And I'll tell you anything you want to hear just so you can give. Salvation is free. If you don't have the money, if you didn't sow today, it does not make you any less saved than someone who gave $1,000. Because if they gave $1,000 with the wrong posture of heart, it still was nothing. So if you didn't have it today, say, thank you, Lord, it's okay. My heart gave fully. But of a ready mind, you got to be instant. Neither as being lords over God's heritage, that means that I ain't running nothing, you ain't running nothing, these are God's people, but being in samples of the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that shall not fade away, but you got to suffer. Now, before I move to this next stanza here, I got to say something right here. Everyone's telling you, you coming out. Well, I'm here to let you know, no, you ain't. You staying in that oven until you are completely cooked the way God wants you to be. You coming, you ain't going nowhere. God has you where you are right now for a reason. What you've got to learn how to do is praise him in the fire. Quit praising him for bringing you out of it and praise him that he qualified you not to die while you in it. Lord Jesus Christ, y'all missed that right. What's wrong with you? You need some Kool-Aid? That was hot. If you can praise him in your drama, imagine how you gonna praise him when he rescues you. Do I have any fire dancers up in here that know how to worship in hot conditions? Worship in houses where your own family members can't stand you, but there's a song in your heart. Oh, woo! That's the best praise you can give God, is when you're going through hell. Come on, church. You want some victory, you got to praise him in fire. Okay. Okay. You don't have to praise him, you're still going to stay in there. I don't feel like it. Cook, boo, cook. But if I'm going to roast,
I'm going to be rotisserie. I'm going to roll in this. No, I just ain't going to lay there and die and burn. I'm going to stop, drop, and roll until something happens in my bank account, until something happens in my family. I ain't going to lay there and die. Wait a minute. The trial can only ride my back if I bend over. But if I stand up and see the salvation of the Lord in the fire, they'll say, did not we put three? Don't I see four? You got that right, Jack. I can be in the fire all day long, but as long as Jesus is in there with me, look at someone and say, I'm good with it. Now let's get back to purpose. That was a commercial. Back to our regular scheduled programming. All right. Verse number 5, because I know some of y'all have your duck dinner on the stove, and I want to get you out of here. Verse number 5, I need everybody to read this, and I want the same folks that was just shouting to give me the same vigor. All right, verse number 5, read with me, church, come on. Likewise, in other words, just like I just said, all those things I said, in addition to that, likewise, watch this, read, ye younger, submit your, sit your tail down and listen. You don't know nothing, Lord Jesus. You think you know because you 13. You think you know because you 15 and got a cell phone. But if you 15 with the cell phone, I have access to every number in your call log. And if you 15 with the MySpace, I have the right to know the passwords when you log on and when you get off. I'm all in your business because you all under my roof. And if you don't like it, get you a 15-year-old apartment. If you don't like it, pick your own self up from school. If you don't like it, you pay for your own nappy head to get done. And don't come see me no more. Lord Jesus, submit yourself. Serve your mother and father hand and foot. Whatever they want, give it to them. Because everything they gave you was for free. Because they loved you unconditionally. Well, my parents weren't like that. You honor them and respect them anyway. I know I'm talking good. I know I'm talking good. Y'all need to hear it. I'm on your team, young people. I ain't trying to bash you. I'm trying to help you. The sooner you start respecting those that have accomplished something and done something for you, the Lord will bless everything that you put your hands to. You got to honor your mother and father that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God has given thee. I wish I had a real church that ain't making me look stupid up here like I'm saying something in French. You need to shut your mouth. How dare you roll your eyes? How dare you smack your lips? I'll smack those lips off of you in Jesus' name and tell God I did it. You ain't gonna disrespect me in my own house. You ain't gonna disrespect your spiritual father in his own house. It's not just for teenagers. It's some of you stiff-necked donkeys up in this church that when he tells you to get in line, you will not get in line. But you're asking for early departure because the kingdom of God is going forth with or without you. You are not irreplaceable. God will clean up somebody off of this street. They will take your place. The rocks will take your place. You better submit yourself to your pastor. I know I'm talking good. Y'all better praise him and act like you like this word before I preach this message in your lap. I'll step right in your lap and preach it in your face because it's the truth. It's the truth. It's the truth. It's the truth. Rebellious. No wonder why the church can't be mobilized. Disobedience. The kids is out of order. They're learning it from us. How can we be disrespectful to the spiritual mothers and fathers and expect our own seed to respect us? How can we expect for this generation to respect adults when they overhear our conversations at home about each other? They learn these traits from us. So instead of us just clapping and saying, tell them young folks, it's time to do a self-examination. What kind of an example am I setting for my child? I'm going to have to govern my lips. I'm going to have to govern the things that come out of my mouth. Some things are lawful, but not expedient. We cannot allow young people to have odds with adults that they don't even know nothing about because they overhearing our opinions at home. And then we come in here and fake and act like we love each other, talk about let's stay together, but you're crucifying each other at home. That's why these kids are acting a fool, because they see hypocrisy in the home and hypocrisy in the church. But I'm looking for some real saved folks that shown have got the Holy Ghost, that know that love will do the drawing in this community. Not bashing them upside the head, but loving them. Love them back into submission. Love them back into fellowship. Where's the church at right here? Where's the church at right there? Do you agree? Am I saying something crazy? Am I crazy? Am I nuts, yo? Am I saying something that's so hard to comprehend? The gospel is simple. We've complicated it. Do right. Do the right thing, even when nobody's watching. I had to ask somebody for forgiveness last night in front of a whole bunch of people, and I wasn't even the one that was wrong. But when you are taught right, you know that you are the bigger person. So you've got to do the right thing, even if they don't, because you're the one that knows the truth. You're the one with the calling. Let's get back to purpose so we can go on here. I'm almost done. Really, I am. And yea, all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. God hates a proud look. Because you know what? I don't care who you see out here that don't look like how you think. You them with the suit on. Anytime you can recognize what somebody is, it takes one to know one. So that's you with a suit on. You got to walk in humbleness, knowing that you yourself could fall to the same temptation. Am I right? Okay. In humility. And for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace unto the humble. Be sober and vigilant, verse number 8, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. When you're young, gifted, and black, the enemy is trying to not just destroy your dream. He doesn't want you spiritually dead. He wants you dead. I need you to understand he's threatened by your potential. I need you to understand that the devil is not playing with y'all. The devil knows that if you ever get aligned, that this next generation has the power to literally become a revolution. But they're trying to turn us through television into sex-crazed monkeys. Lord Jesus, y'all ain't hearing me. Why is our network the only network that has uncut? Wait. Why is it our network that begins to keep recycling this promiscuous spirit? Because they want us to infect us. Until us is no longer us. I wish you'd hear me real good. See, you think it's cute that you're dressing like that, but baby, there's somebody who will snatch you up. You will end up on the back of a milk carton, Lord Jesus, trying to look like something that you know you ain't. You know your mama would be disappointed if she knew your second pair of clothes. Lord Jesus. See, you're trying to be grown, but you're going to end up with something, and then you're going to be crying back to mom and daddy. I'm telling you right now, this generation has to wake up and see the truth. What they put on TV, the cars are rented. The women are rented. They ain't making no money. They borrowing that stuff. So the enemy puts it out there like it's the greatest thing ever.
He offers the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, selling you something that's not even real. Only the promises of God are sure. The only anchor, young people, that you have is in trusting God and obeying leadership. You must obey those that have the rule over you. God will bless you abundantly. Do not be deceived by what they tell you. It's a trick. So today, young, gifted, and black, folks who are gifted get hated on, even in church. Folks that got something, folks are intimidated by you, don't even know you. But something on you makes them worry. That's not the time for you to come off of your wall and address them in your flesh. Stay on your purpose. That ain't just for the kids, that's for all of y'all. Because if you listen to folks long enough, they will talk you out of what you knew you could do. And to make somebody who's less talented feel okay, you dilute the original plan that God gave you to make some knucklehead feel better. But I'm here to let you know, if God gave it to you, do it just like God gave it to you. If he didn't want you to have it, he wouldn't have let it come into your spirit. You didn't ask to see that business. You didn't ask to see that vision. God put the vision in you. With your talented, anointed, beautiful, handsome, model acting self. Don't let nobody tell you because you ain't skinny, you can't be a model. Be plus size and beautiful. Don't let nobody tell you that because you don't have a college education that God can't use you to preach and to spread the message of love. We ain't got time to go to seminary. I need a word that can set me free. God ain't looking at no credentials. He's looking at the posture of your heart. Because so many men have the letter, they have the diploma, but they don't love God's people. They don't love their community. We've got to stand together for something, or this generation is going to continue to fall for anything. But do I have a generation in this house that knows who they are and will not allow this country to tell them that they are modern day slaves through debt and modern day slaves through craziness? But I'm going to snap out of my sleep and recognize that God has called me to be the head and not the tail. I am the righteousness of God. I'm young, but I have a purpose. I'm young, but I have a destiny. They may not like you, but they don't have to like you. You've got to like yourself. You've got to love yourself. And before you can get a husband, how are you going to get one of you don't love you first? If you want a wife that loves you unconditionally, you've got to love yourself unconditionally first. Where is the generation that's ready to see some changes? That's not going to wait for the politicians to make a change, but the people of God come together and begin to stand up for righteousness, holding hands and singing songs of Zion that we shall overcome. Don't you drop the baton that Martin Luther King, that he gave that to us for us to continue to go over and cross over. He said he saw the other side, but we are the generation that will cross over. Don't you dare let the forefathers down. Buckle up and see what God has for you and what he's trying to say through you and who he's trying to touch through you. You don't have to wait until you're 50 years old to do what I'm doing right here. I'm a young man, but I told God yes. If I waited for approval from black folks, I'd still be on the bench. If I waited for approval from church folks, I would still be waiting for a green light. But who God has justified by faith, he is also qualified. God says you're able to do it. You can take a man of God. You can take a woman of God.
I don't care how big Goliath is. With God on your side, he's more with you than the world against you. So what, you have a learning disorder? That's just another Goliath. But through prayer and fasting and submission to the elders, God will give you a double portion of the anointing to walk across that stage with a diploma, saying, the devil thought he had my education bound, but I walked away with the victory. I want someone to clap their hands up in here and make the devil a liar and say, I'm too young, I'm too black, and I'm too gifted to lay there and let them destroy me. I will be something, because God made me something. Somebody shake yourself right now. Shake yourself out of it. Shake yourself out of smoking weed, and shake yourself out of alcoholism, and shake yourself out of abuse, and shake yourself out of suicidal tendencies, and walk in your calling. You're too powerful to kill yourself. You're too powerful to not finish your course. You're too powerful not to do the right thing. Do it. Do it. Do it. I command you. Walk in it. Do it. You can make it if you try. Get down here. Move. Move down here. Come. You know who I'm talking to. Not no sinners. Potential. Move. Move. That's right. If nobody want to take the position, I'm going to take the position. Somebody got to stand up and say something. Come on here. Too young, too powerful, too black, too gifted, too much. They don't know who you are. And if you don't know who you are, how will they know? Yes. Yes. There's more than these purple robes. Now, if I wanted a choir, I could just put right here. Come on. If you spent half of the energy you spent on video games towards your books, I ain't coming down here and call you down here so I could blast you. I came here to transfer some tenacity, some integrity, which means making the right decisions even when nobody's around. Y'all hearing me? I love y'all. I represent you all, but I need some more representatives. You're too beautiful to let some knucklehead leave you with a child that he's not going to take care of. If he's man enough to lay down with you, he's man enough to be your husband. Not just with a ring, but with dignity and character and courage. This generation needs this message. And I'm sure you've heard this time and time before. This is nothing new. It should be a confirmation of what you already know. So beautiful. Make some room. Come up there. Come around. Come on. This is where you're going to end up anyway. Come on. Jesus loves the little children. All
children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they're all precious in His sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. You know what? Some of y'all need to enjoy being young. Quit trying to be an adult so quick. Some of these folks in here wish all they had to do was homework. I wish I could just turn in an essay. Once you go into the real world, you can't come back to kiddie land. So enjoy your childhood. I'm 18. You still a baby. I'm 21. You still a kid. You don't even find out who you are till you're 40. And 60 is the new 40. Oh, Lord Jesus. Y'all think you know something. You just found out how to comb your hair in the right direction. Barbers are such an important element of the community. Some of y'all do it in your house, but you ain't went to school to get that license. That's where you can get in guys' ears and really talk to them. It's more of psychology and psychiatry than it is cutting someone's hair. It's the ability to serve and listen. So many men made the right decisions because somebody was cutting their hair and just slipped a little seed in their ear about doing the right thing. And about suits and ties, but it would be nice to see some more young people dressing nice. All it takes is a few of y'all stepping up your game a little bit. They follow suit. Because the truth is, where God has you and where He's going to put you in the corporate world, there's a certain way you're going to have to look. So start practicing now. Clothes don't mean nothing to God, but to man, sometimes it do. Being able to read a newspaper, not just comic books. Being able to speak with accent and vocabulary, not just, you know what I'm saying? No, I don't know what you're saying. Tell me what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? Where does that come from? You taking spiritual initiative over your own life and quit expecting everybody to give you something. In this life, with God on your side, anything's possible. But faith without works, y'all gotta work and study and you gotta do it. Like these sisters right here, y'all black and you female. So y'all got a couple of strikes already against you. You're a double minority. So that means even your best has to be even more. Oh my God. Y'all gotta do exceedingly above what the average person can do, and they clap and, ooh, you're wonderful, but they ain't gonna tell you that. You gotta keep telling yourself that. These are unacceptable for people that represent Christ. Unacceptable. D stands for dumb. You cannot afford to be black and dumb. You can't get no F's because there is no failure in God. C's mean you're average, and we serve an above average God, so A's and B's is it. Are y'all hearing me? I just shut up and study. You can do this. You're smart. You know how to spell. You know how to do your times tables. You ain't crazy. Y'all smart, acting all shy when it's time for church stuff, but running your mouth all in the schoolyard. Y'all ain't scary. You ain't fooling nobody. You're trying to trick somebody, see? But I see you. I know who you are. Father, thank you. I stand here today as a beacon of light in a dark, perverted world. And I connect with my brothers and sisters right now. And I decree that in the name of Jesus Christ, the assignment that the enemy has over their life today, because they have heard the word of the Lord and have repented in their heart, that assignment will be canceled today. And that everything that God called them to be before they even hit their mother's womb must come to pass. Lord, these all could have been aborted, miscarried, lost in the middle of the pregnancy. But God, they made it through. Not by accident, but by divine purpose. And that purpose shall be fulfilled. I rebuke the powers of darkness, all self-esteem issues, the harmful words that were spoken to them that nobody knows about. Rebuke those thoughts off of their mind, and we speak peace, clarity, and victory in their life. Joy that passes all understanding. And Lord, even more than any of that, a relationship with you that's real, not religious, that they will have a personal experience with you. Now, you people who are here, say this only if you're ready to commit to this, because once you do this, you're going to have to follow through. Raise your right hand. Dear Jesus, come on now. Y'all get them the marshmallows out your mouth. Dear Jesus, I believe you died for me. I believe you rose again. I believe that I'm the head and not the tail. And your blood has caused me to triumph over the world, over society, and most importantly, over myself. I am the righteousness of God. Forgive me today, Lord, for not trying my hardest. I'm going to do better. I only acted this way because nobody would listen. But God, I know you hear me right now. I feel you. Help me, God. I'm trying. But I need your help. Now lift both of them hands up. A flat. You know my other side, and I can no longer hide. Someone else, come on through. Let you down so many times, sin freshly crucifies. Thought that I had a plan, and I had it all figured out. But the more that you try to be by my side, the more I pull you out. Now grab yourself, look up to heaven and sing, Lord, make me over. Lord, some of y'all need a fresh start today. Some of y'all need a fresh start today. And God's going to give you that. All your sins are behind you now. I don't care what you did even last night. Today, your sins are forgiven you, saith the Lord. He loves you. 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 Jesus loves you. This is some of y'all right here.
Time after time, I failed you. I pierced your side when they already denounced you. Jesus, heal my open wounds. Lord, I just want to be more like you. Father, I laid you down. What's not like you? Just take it out. Reconcile me, Jesus. Just wanna please you. Wash me and make me whole. Put them hands up in the air and say, Lord, make me over.
Let them tears fall. Ask God for forgiveness today. You're too talented. You're too powerful. It's time for a clean start today. Not just the kids, not just the teenagers. It's time for a global cleansing. Make me over. Make me over again, Jesus.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Make me over, Jesus. Ooh, make me over, Jesus. Oh, oh, yeah, make me over, Lord.
A little bit louder, church. Come on, choir. Everybody, come on, sing it with a loud voice. Lord, make me over.
Lord, make me over.
Lord, we need a change today.
Lord, make me over.
If you're ready to stand up and be a real man. Does anybody feel the presence of the Lord in this house? Does anybody feel there's a change coming to your life? Does anybody feel like God's about to do something new in your life? It's all right to give him the praise. Somebody give God praise that you're a new person today. And you're going to make it. Say, Lord, make me over. Come on, church. Put them hands in the air. You're not the tail. You are the head. We're gonna make it, children. We're gonna make it, children. Oh, make me over. You're gonna make it. We're gonna make it. We shall overcome. We can do this today. We can stand up and do the right thing. Grab your neighbor's hand. Grab your neighbor's hand. Put them up in the air. This is what Rosa Parks would have wanted. This is what Martin saw. We are the generation that loves God. We are the generation that will see change. We can do it, children. You're going to overcome that habit. You're going to overcome that addiction. You're going to overcome that self-esteem issue. You are going to overcome that divorce. You can still make it. You can still make it. You can still make it. Church, say oh. Somebody say oh, say oh. 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 A little bit louder. Come on now, Mariah. Don't be ashamed of your big nose and your big lips and your kinky hair. They call it ugly, but God says you're beautiful. Just like you are. Big, fat, tall, skinny. God made you. God loves you. If you believe it, clap your hands and say, I know God loves you.